Election staff examined voting kits ahead of Saturday's presidential election. More than 7,000 of them will be used in more than 1,500 polling stations across the Gambia.
We conduct elections freely, fairly, transparently. And come this election, there are 6 contestants, but only 1 winner. And we do it so transparently in the presence of all the party agents to make sure that the losers will not blame the IEC.
Nearly 1 million people have registered to vote in this election that also sees a record number, 6 presidential candidates.
The Gambia has a unique system of voting that predates its independence. Over here are ballot boxes called the ballot drums. They are made out in different colors for each candidate in this election. And in these boxes are election materials that include marble given to each verified voter. The voter takes the marble and then drops through this hole inside the ballot drum. The moment the marble gets in there, it hits a bell and makes a sound to the voter, election officials, and party representatives present. And finally, the ballots are counted on this wooden plate.
The Gambian police won't say how many officers they're deploying, but say they aren't leaving anything to chance.
Nobody can tell what exactly might be the crisis situation that might erupt. And so police officers are trained to be able to deal with these situations. Even though we are anticipating that we are going to go into a peaceful election, but you may not know what might be this instance that or the challenges that will come up.
Voter enthusiasm is high, but many people don't trust the politicians who deliver what they promise.
I believe every politician is there for their interest. Politicians, like, sorry to say, but then politicians are selfish. They're just after their interest. I vote because, just like I mentioned earlier, I am a concerned citizen and then I have to vote. It is my right to vote.
Officials hope this enthusiasm will translate into a high voter turnout, which could be possible as Gambians savor the freedom to vote and express themselves without fear of intimidation. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Banjul, The Gambia.